This is VOA News. I'm Richard Green. Two women were pulled from the rubble in southern Turkey, and a mother and two children were rescued from the city of Antakya on Wednesday as rescue efforts shifted to getting relief to survivors 9 days after a deadly earthquake. The combined death toll in Turkey and Syria has climbed to more than 41,000, and millions are in need of humanitarian aid, with many survivors having been left homeless in near-freezing winter temperatures. Rescues are now few and far between. Last week's disastrous earthquake has shaken the political fortunes of leaders in Turkey and Syria. Analysts warn of normalization in Syria and possible re-election trouble in Turkey. For VOA, Dale Gavlak reports from Amman.
More than a decade of conflict and blocked borders to aid deliveries have hampered access to the rubble-held area of northwest Syria, decimated by the powerful quake from the nearby Turkish epicenter. Turkey has received the lion's share of international assistance to date. The Norwegian Refugee Council and 35 other non-governmental organizations are demanding increased support for Syria's affected areas. Meanwhile, analysts say Turkish President Recep Tayyip Erdogan has come under fire for his government's reaction to the earthquake, as the death toll rises in the southwest and affects his chances of re-election. Dale Gavlak for VOA News, Amman.
President Volodymyr Zelensky said in his nightly address on Wednesday that Ukraine's victory must truly be felt this spring as NATO announced ramped-up military equipment promises. NATO Secretary General Jens Stoltenberg said alliance members were continuing to produce artillery rounds. Speaking after a meeting of NATO defense ministers in Brussels, Stoltenberg said the countries needed to step up even more. Police in the southwestern U.S. state of Texas say one person was killed and three other people wounded in a shooting at a shopping mall in the city of El Paso. This is VOA News. A police spokesman says one person was taken into custody in connection with Wednesday's incident. The spokesman says police are looking for one other person who may have been involved in the shooting. The three people who were wounded have been hospitalized. Wednesday's shooting happened in a busy shopping area across from a Walmart, where 23 people were killed in a racist attack in 2019. The attack happened just 2 nights after three students were killed and five more wounded on the campus of Michigan State University. The suspected gunman in that attack later killed himself as he was confronted by police. The Congressional Budget Office sees stagnation ahead for the U.S. economy. AP correspondent Ben Thomas reports.
The CBO's 10-year budget and economic outlook outlines stark expectations for the decade ahead, and it starts this year. The combination of high interest rates and still high, if easing, inflation will continue to affect U.S. households and businesses. And it projects the unemployment rate, which fell to 3.4% in January, will jump back up to 5.1%. Those expectations are paired with a 10-year projection that publicly held U.S. debt will nearly double by 2033 to $46.4 trillion. Ben Thomas, Washington.
U.S. authorities are investigating what caused a Black Hawk helicopter from the Tennessee National Guard to crash Wednesday in the neighboring state of Alabama, killing two crew members. The moments before the crash were captured on a home security camera. The head of the Tennessee National Guard said in a statement the crew was on a flight training mission when the helicopter crashed and caught fire. Officials in the Madison County, Alabama Sheriff's Office said no one on the ground was injured in the crash, which happened along a highway in the vicinity of residential and commercial development south of the state line with Tennessee. And recovery efforts continued in New Zealand Thursday after a cyclone caused havoc across the North Island, leaving at least five people dead, displacing 9,000 and causing significant damage. The cyclone, which reached New Zealand on Sunday before making its way down the east coast of the North Island, cut off entire towns, washed away farms, bridges, and livestock, and inundated homes, stranding people on rooftops. Communication and access to several areas remain difficult, and surveillance flights are being undertaken to see what's happening and identify those who may be isolated. You can find more on this story and all the stories we're covering on our website, voanews.com. Reporting for VOA News, I'm Richard Green.